This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. 100,000 people are preparing to make the run, but they're not wearing spandex and Nikes. This isn't some jumbo version of the Boston Marathon. It was a race for pioneers to claim land more than a century ago. This was the historic Cherokee Strip land run. Now a modern-day citizen has opened the River's Eagle Bar and Grill near the site of the land run. He is seeking to celebrate the land run while supporting his community. It's today's Kansas Profile. Russell Graves is the owner of River's Eagle Bar and Grill and the Cherokee Strip Campground near Arkansas City, known as Ark City for short. Russell is a sixth-generation Arkansasian. His ancestors worked cattle and trained horses and mules. At a very young age, I was told by my mother that I should go to K-State and become an engineer, so that's what I did, Russell said. He became an industrial engineer and worked at the oil refinery in Ark City, but he remembered his rural roots. As a kid, Russell saw his community participate in the 100th anniversary of the Cherokee Strip Land Run of 1893. At noon on September 16 of 1893, an estimated 100,000 people dashed into the previously unassigned native lands, which had been opened for settlement on a first-come, first-served basis. There were actually several land runs, but the one in 1893 was the largest. In 1993, the community of Ark City commemorated the centennial of this momentous event. The whole community got into it, Russell said. Women wore bonnets and the men grew beards, he said. Years later, Russell and his family purchased 20 acres of land next to Highway 77 in the Arkansas River. They established a Cherokee Strip campground with 50 fully equipped campsites for recreational vehicles. Russell and his family also got into figure-eight auto racing and had a nearby racetrack in Oklahoma for a number of years. People would want to eat while there, and we figured we needed to develop something of our own, Russell said. They settled on pizza. I brought together a bunch of suppliers and asked them for the very best ingredients for a pizza, regardless of cost, Russell said. After refining some recipes, he developed what was called Speedway Pizza, which would prove to be very popular. He also envisioned a food and drink facility on their property near Ark City. Russell and his wife had four children. When one of his sons developed leukemia, Russell retired so as to care for him until his son passed. Russell developed building plans and started constructing the building himself. It was a release from losing my son, Russell said. He worked for 7 years to construct the building. What to call it? My mother's favorite bird was the eagle. Those are especially prevalent along the wintertime near the river, Russell said. In her honor, Russell named his new facility the River's Eagle Bar and Grill. It opened in 2021. In addition to Speedway Pizza, the restaurant serves prime steaks and all the trimmings. It also hosts lots of activities such as live entertainment, cornhole tournaments, kayak races, an event called Jammin' on the River, and more. Russell realized that 2023 would mark the 130th anniversary of the Cherokee Strip Land Run. He is developing plans to commemorate that anniversary with a major event on September 16, 2023, involving live music, cowboy poetry, Civil War reenactors, and more. He hopes to build a memorial wall and statue representing the original settlers. Each stone would represent a family which participated in the land run. It would list the family name, track number, and legal description, Russell said. I think this history has kind of been forgotten, and I would like to re-energize the community, Russell said. That's good to see in a rural community like Arkansas City, population 11,974 people. Now that's rural. For more information, search for River's Eagle Bar and Grill on Facebook. We commend Russell Graves for making a difference with his entrepreneurial spirit and appreciation of history. I hope the River's Eagle flies high. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.